Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We've all been talking about the more stringent curfew rules that the mayor wants to impose. By the way, she did say that if teenagers are coming from a ball game or a concert or a show and they have proof that that's why they're out past curfew, then they won't be ticketed if they've got a ticket for that event. That sounds cumbersome. That sounds imperfect. I'm not sure if they're supposed to show them the receipt on their phone or how this is going to work, but that's just one of the sort of complications when you decide to do something like this. And as we've all heard, Chicago teens will be banned from Millennium Park after 6 p.m. Thursdays through Sundays unless they are with a quote-unquote responsible adult. Whatever that means, and how do you determine that? I'm not saying this is easy, but I know a lot of you like the idea. Alexandra Block is a senior supervising attorney for the criminal legal system and policing at the ACLU here in Illinois. Alexandra, you're on WGN. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Overall, does the ACLU have a position on curfews or these more stringent curfews?
We have a lot of questions and concerns about what the mayor has announced over the last few days. We sent a letter to the city yesterday asking for the written plans and guidelines that are going to apply to this these curfews, and are anxiously awaiting a response from the city because there are just so many unanswered questions about how this is going to work and how the city is going to make sure that the enforcement doesn't disproportionately fall on minority youth in the city.
Well, I can about guarantee you that it will. I mean, the groups and gangs of kids we're talking about are almost always predominantly black. It's going to be that way. If that's the case, though, is that necessarily a violation of civil rights?
You have to look at who is being stopped and questioned versus who's out and about in the city. And I heard you mention just a moment ago the exception for young people who are coming from a ticketed event, which was newly announced yesterday. And we have grave concerns that that will unfairly exempt wealthier kids who are able to buy a ticket to, a concert or a ball game, and unfairly target youth of color and youth who are not as well off and who can't pay for an expensive ticket. Our city is better than that.
Well, our city is a lot worse right now than it used to be, or at least there's the perception of that. By the way, I've argued that the city is a lot safer than people think. It's these incidents, and that's what they are, incidents, that make the entirety of the city seem unsafe. For instance, the next night after the shooting at Millennium Park was packed with people, and without incident, I might add. But would you at least acknowledge that, albeit a Band-Aid, this is a Band-Aid. Sometimes you need something to stem the tide. Do you agree with that?
I don't disagree that the city has long suffered from tragic gun violence. What I am concerned about is there is absolutely no evidence showing that curfews work. In fact, there is evidence that curfews do not work to prevent crime at all, and in particular to prevent gun violence. So this appears to be, as you said, a Band-Aid that is not going to effectively address the problems that the city is trying to address.
How does a curfew not work if it's enforced? The mayor has said we're going to be tougher about this now.
And that raises so many questions because the city hasn't explained who's going to be enforcing this. How are they going to identify, the young people who are subject to enforcement? Are they going to be sweeping through the city asking all teenagers for identification? How are they going to identify who's a, you know, quote unquote responsible adult who can, take care of teenagers who are enjoying the city's amenities? How are they going to keep track of all of these enforcement actions to ensure that they are enforcing the rules fairly? There are just so many questions about how to operationalize this that we would love to hear some answers from the city about
Sure, I think it's going to be difficult to do, but I would imagine that your objection to it would have to be more based on the principle rather than the logistics. That is, for instance, if you see a couple of kids and you think they're 16 and you'll be profiling now maybe, but you don't like the looks of these kids, you're going to come up to them and you're going to say, hey, show me some identification. And if the kids can't prove that they are, boy, this sounds preposterous, doesn't it? This does sound wrong. But if the kids can't prove that they are over the age of whatever it is, then they will be escorted out of the park. That's what we think is supposed to happen. In that scene I just described, what are your thoughts?
I have several concerns. First of all, we don't require people to carry or show identification that's, you know, proof of age. Many kids don't have and can't purchase, you know, state identification cards. So that's one problem. The second problem is, where are these kids supposed to go? You know, the city is going to chase kids out of the park and to where? It's not clear.
Yeah, that is that's a problem. I don't know that we're fixing the problem. We're displacing it, maybe. And out of Millennium Park is a place that people are happy to see it removed from. But where does it go? I have to go myself now, Alexandra, but are you all going to have some communication with the city? What's the next step for you?
We very much hope to hear from the city in answer to our questions. We are open to a discussion, and we really do anticipate a dialogue and an honest discussion from the city about how they plan to operationalize this.
Alexandra Block is a supervising attorney with the ACLU in Illinois. It's good to talk to you, Alexandra. I hope we can visit again.
I hope so, too. Thanks very much.